because I have good eliminations. I'm thinking if you have good eliminations, you don't need an enema.
No, I had one colonic in my life, and that was when I had hepatitis, and my system was completely locked up, and I could not take anything from above, and I had two colonics to get that stuff out of me, which I thought was very, very important. But on a normal basis, if, as long as you can take from above, I think that's the way to go. In terms of how often you should have bowel movement, when you eat, you should defecate. All right.
Yeah. So, you can forget that one because I'm okay with that because I have great elimination.
Since you asked it, I'm just saying for the other listeners too. When you eat, you should defecate. So most people eat 2 or 3 times a day. You need to have 2 or 3 bowel movements. And if you're not, then you're constipated. All right. Now, in terms of prostate, there are a number of things that are good for prostate. One of them is, since this is an adult program, is having sexual experiences with your wife. You know, that has been shown to be very helpful for the prostate. Also, tomatoes. One of the callers earlier, Brother Rick from Germany, talked about tomatoes. Tomatoes are very good. They've been shown to be good for prostate. Watermelon is good for prostate. You know, a number of herbs are good for prostate. Walking is good for prostate. Drinking water. There are a number of things. Staying away from eggs and chicken in particular. They've been shown to be very, very bad for the prostate. And fatty foods in general are bad. So, you know, those are just some of the things. A merry heart is good for the prostate, you know. Mm-hmm. So happy spirit, you know, decrease that inflammation. And water, if I didn't mention that, water is very, very good. So those are some of the things. I spoke with a physician yesterday, and I'm going to be having him on this month, hopefully, to talk about prostate disease, a urologist. Just yesterday. So we're going to be stay tuned, and we'll be talking about that real soon.
Okay, what about the hiccups? What causes that? I used to be a regular drug user. I'm not now.
Irritation of diaphragm. To be honest, I don't recall the exact cause of hiccups, but if you, I'll look it up for you and check it out. I don't think that we know exactly, but I'll look up the various theories about hiccups. And Richard, if you get in touch with me a little later, Frank will give you the number. Or you know how to reach me. Give me a call, and I'll be glad to check that out for you.
And one other question. I didn't remember the question, but Pammogram. Do they have any significant value? Because I have one every day. I have a half of one. I put that in my drink every day.
And,
Pammogram.
Yeah. You said pomegranate, right?
What significance? Do they have a major significance in your diet? Because I cut one in half every day, and I put that in my vegetable drink.
Yeah, they have a number of phytochemicals in them that are very, very beneficial for you. I can't name the specific ones, but I've read about them in the past. They're very, very good for you.
Well, I must say that because I've been eating, putting them in my drink, my urine is beginning to flow better because it was swollen, and it probably still is. But I noticed when I've added the prostate and the avocado, the urine tends to flow better now. So I don't know if it's, I don't know the numbers right now, but it must be better because my urine is beginning to flow evenly.
All right. You know, I know Promagate has an anti-inflammatory benefits. Also has an anti-cancer properties, and it says similar to those with broccoli. You know, it helps the urinary health. It supports that, and it supports also the digestive system, and increases endurance. So those are some of the benefits that I just was able to pull up right quick on pomegranate, and it helps the heart. It's heart healthy. So pomegranate are very, very good, and keep eating them, my brother.
Well, it must do something because when I have my tests, my doctor's exam every year for the last couple of years, he says, there's nothing wrong with you and you're 80. So it must be doing something.
Must be doing something. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
202-588-0893. 202-588-0893. Let's go back to the phone.
I'm here.
Yes, Carl, you're on the line.
Every year, for the last couple of years.
We're going to cut your phone off. I mean, your radio.
That was Richard.
You asked me to cut my phone off?
No.
No, not your phone. Your radio. Your radio is on.
Oh. All right, man. Let me cut it down.
Let's go back.
Cut it off.
Okay.
All right, very good. Question or comment?
Question, Doc. This Roland Stearns, is kidney failure reversible?
Yes, if you catch it early enough, yes, and if you're willing to make the changes.
Well, I'm willing to make changes, whatever.
Yeah, how far along is your kidney failure?
Well, I just went to the VA the weekend, Thursday, and I got the thing back today, and one of the things on there did the numbers and said it was kidney failure was on its way.
So
I'm 91.
91?
Yeah.
Yeah, Baltimore. Hey, Roland.
Hey, man.
So 91 years of age or?
91 years of age.
All right, my brother.
Faithful listener.
Because I've been following people like you most of my life.
So, do you know what your GFR is? Or your creatinine?
I could go get the test right there on the page on my bedroom.
Yeah, so do that real quick.
Okay.
I'll talk a little bit about why that's important.
Okay.
While you're doing that. So the GFR stands for glomerular filtration rate.
Uh-huh.
And part of this whole preventive thing that I'm talking about, you need to know. I've said a number of times on this station that you need to know what your GFR is.
Okay,
because the GFR indicates whether or not you have kidney failure. Now,
I'm looking down this thing there. What do you say I need to look at what?
GFR.
Or EGFR.
It may say EGFR. Look at that, the reference interval, that the lab gives is that it should be greater than 59. However, 59 is second stage kidney failure.
Yeah.
Right? And so we want you higher than that.
Okay.
We want you up.
I'm looking down here, you know, starting on the left, glucose, nitrogen, sodium, potassium, C3, calcium, creatine. GFR? Did you say GFR?
Yes.
GFR is 52.
All right. So that's second moving into third stage kidney failure. That is reversible, okay, in my experience.
Okay.
That is reversible.
Okay.
When you put down in the 20s and lower, that's when you have, even though we have reversed the even down that far, but it's much more difficult.
Okay.
But 52 is reversible, my brother.
Thank you. So what shall I do? Call you?
Roland, call the office. Because there's a series of things you have to do, and you have to do it consistently.
Right.
But it's reversible.
Okay.
It is reversible.
Let me see if I got a pen. Let me write this pen. Just tell me, and I
wait to the end of the show. Frank will give the number.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll give the number.
Thank you, Doc.
End of the show.
All right.
Thank you, Roland.
Yeah,
right.
Okay, man. I'm trying to. I bought a whole thing of pens. I got one. Okay. Okay, well, now I'm ready for whenever you give up the number toward the end of the program.
All right. Very good. Very good.
All right. Thank you, man.
Thank you.
I'm glad I had this paper handy.
All right. All right. Yes. Well, you're 91. You know how to get stuff done, man.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
All right. So, Brother Frank, what is this note that you're saying here, eating large what?
That was for hiccups.
Oh, for hiccups. Go ahead.
The causes of hiccups. So eating a large meal, drinking alcohol or carbureted vegetables or carbureted beverages, or getting excited suddenly may cause hiccups. In most cases, it only lasts for a few minutes, but there might be some other causes too, underlying medical issues. So that was to answer Brother Richard's question.
All right, very good, very good. And we'll look up some other factors too that may be involved with hiccups. The numbers, once again, is 202-588-0893, 202-588-0893. We're talking about prevention versus treatment. Yes, caller, you're on the line.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, hi. Good to talk to you. I've always eaten plant-based diet and very little red meat. I do not add salt to any of my food. I never have. My mom didn't. Question, though, do you have any thoughts on the differences between, like, organic vegetables and fruits versus the not organic? I mean, is it a big difference? I've always bought organic, but just kind of any thoughts on that?
I believe that there's a big difference, yes. I believe there's a big difference. And I believe that the difference is growing more and more on a daily basis, you know, because the kinds of things that they're putting into the foods to grow them faster and so forth is very, very significant. So organic is pesticides. They're grown from natural fertilizers, you know,
right.
Whether it's manure or what have you, and it makes a difference, you know.
Okay.
So you know, whereas we use pesticides, and they also if it's organic, certified organic, it cannot be manipulated, genetically manipulated.
Okay.
So that's another plus for organic. And so
okay.
I try to buy just about everything organic personally. You know, it's a little more expensive, but I believe that I'm worth it. And what we have to do is we have to set our priorities. All right, set our priorities. And it's important to, and I think, Brother Frank, we need to get someone on in the next couple of weeks and talk about gardening and how to get the garden started, because it's about time now for us to start doing some things to get ready. But we can grow a lot of things. We can grow them organically. We can use the right kind of seeds, you know, because many of the seeds have been manipulated, and you can get heirloom seeds, you know, online. And you know, it just makes a difference in how the food tastes and basically its nutrient value.
Mm-hmm. Sure. I'm a renter, so it's a little hard for me to grow. I tried to grow some organic tomatoes, and they tasted great. I just didn't get a good yield. It was like, oh my God, I'm putting all this time into it. Maybe it was just something I did, but
you may want to get with a good friend or someone or you know that can assist you. I have some buddies I call, you know, because I'm a city boy, you know,
right?
And you know, and I lean on them. You know, when I have a question, I call them up.
Sure. That's great. I appreciate it, because I feel better.
And I look at videos. Two or three videos, and you know, just educate myself, and I'm getting better at it. You know,
that's good.
Yeah, it's a learning process. Good.
Yeah, it's a learning process. And you know, you mess up one time, get up and start again.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I appreciate it. That's good info. Thank you very much.
And have an outstanding day. The number is 202-588-0893. 202-588-0893. Yes, caller, you're on the line.
Hello?
Yes.
I was calling for several reasons.
Yes, ma'am.
It is true that your attitude about life affects your lifestyle and how healthy your lifestyle can be.
Yes, so, very true.
You're talking about growing food that takes time, and you have to have patience, and especially for a city person like me, I have to find people to help me. The other thing is choosing good food. That means you don't go to restaurants. You don't go to fast food places. You make your food at home. That takes time, mm-hmm. and you have to be willing to do that. And are you still there?
Yes. Oh, yes. You're making good points. I'm just listening.
And so that's the lifestyle changes we have to do if we want to be healthy, because we lived 10, 20, 30 years not doing that.
Yes.
So we have to get rid of the bad habits to bring in the good habits.
That's right. That's right. And it's you know, we have to not just talk a good game. We have to do it. If we're, you know, it's not what you say, it's what you do. You know, well, saying makes a difference too, but doing also, you know, I mean, let's follow through and let's get it done. You know, that's why I got to get out there and get in my garden, you know. and you know, I'm looking at the weather and I'm getting ready. You know, I was looking at plants last week, you know, and I'm going back and, you know, talk to my buddies. Get some refresher lessons, but it's worth, you know, we take the time to do what's of value to us. You know, our attitudes determines our altitude, you know, and if we want to do something, we can do it. All right. It's no question. And as I said, if we don't believe that, read some Black history.
Right. And the other thing is that when I attempt to have better lifestyle, you know, especially with eating, I get the cravings for the old the old taste, the whole lot of salt and that kind of thing, and some meat, and, you know, hamburger and that kind of thing. And you have to, it'll take 3 weeks to a month, so the cravings won't be there to continue.
One of the things that will help get rid of the cravings is to educate yourself on what these foods are doing to you.
That's right. You know,
and read and pray. Thank you so much, caller. Appreciate and keep up the good work. The number is 202-588-0893. Let's go to back to our phones. We just have a few minutes to go. Yes, caller, you're on the line.
Yes, Dr. Watkins, I was just calling to sing your praises. I just met with my physician last Tuesday, and because of what you've been able to convey to me, and I followed it diligently, all my numbers are in the right direction.
Praise the Lord.
For the first time in 66 years, my my blood pressure is 129 over 74. My PSA came back at a ridiculous 0.63. My hemoglobin A1C went from 7.1 down to 5.4.
Yeah. Right on.
And I just did the buck dance right there in the doctor's office, and I said, ain't nothing better than good health. That is priceless. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. And that's my comment.
I thank you. It's helpful to know that somebody is listening.
Working, Doc. It's working. I'm telling all your listeners, it's working. Thank you. Have a good day.
We're excited about that, and thanks for sharing with us, because your testimony is going to help somebody else who's straddling the fence to know that it's worth doing what you need to do in order to be helped. Thank you so much. The number is 202-588-0893. Yes, caller, you're on the line.
Good afternoon, Dr. Watkins, Brother Frank. About 2-3 years ago, I went out for a run, and well, Mother Nature called, and I couldn't go at the moment, and just holding. And I think that day I developed an external hemorrhoid. I don't know if you can talk about if that's like treatable, you know, anything. Any advice there?
You developed a hemorrhoid, you said?
Yeah, external.
Yeah. So, straining, I dare say it probably wasn't that one time. The body's a little more resilient than that. It probably wasn't that one time that caused that. But, you know, there are things that you can do for hemorrhoids. You know, one is change. If you haven't changed your diet, change your diet to high fiber. Drink plenty of water. Continue to exercise. You know, decrease your stress. You can do stress baths. You can wash the anal area after each bowel movement with warm soapy water. And if you need, you can even use suppositories and so forth. They can have a benefit. And I found those the witch hazel pads, you know, are really, really helpful.
Witch hazel pads.
Irritation. So there's life after hemorrhoids, my brother.
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Brother Frank, look here, man. We didn't get a chance to present all the stuff, half the stuff I wanted to present today, but we'll come back another time. Any closing comments that you have?
Yeah, treatment versus cure. We're looking for the cure, Doc. And treatment is okay. Like you pointed out, treatment is fine, but that's not a permanent thing. They want us to permanently take medications, and those medications often kill. So we want to thank Doc, as usual. We want to thank Kalia Chapman, fantastic engineer. Miyuki Williams, who's acting general manager. Katia Stitt, program director, Esther Iron, and all of our WPFW. We want to give a hug, a digital hug to Jerry Phillips for what he's done for this show and for what he's done for the station. Thank you, Joni Eisenberg, for helping keep DC healthy, mentally, spiritually, and otherwise. Thank you, Ola Dari, and Maccabee for your music contributions. And we want to thank just the WPFW listeners. Thank you so much for what you do. Stay tuned to WPFW on Jazz and Justice Radio. Next up is African Deep Thought Edition with Brother Kaba. If you want to talk to my doctor, get an appointment, go to twiliving.com. That's TWI, the Watkins Institute, living.com, or call 202-388-0992. That's 202-388-0992, Tuesdays through Thursdays, 10 to 5. Tuesdays through Thursdays, 10 to 5. 202-388-0992. Thank you so much, Richard, Rick, and all of our callers. Have a great day.
Salamata. I tell on a vegan, we're vegan. I and I eat from the earth and leave the animals to give birth. No deaders, no fur, no feathers. When I tell people I don't eat meat, fish or dairy, then look for me strangely. Then they realize I eat a very wide variety. Listen to Maccabee. Yo, how when me eat, them I wonder when me eat. When me tell him, say me no eat no fish, nah, no meat now. How when me eat, them I wonder when me yum. When me tell him, say that I'm a vegan, man. How when me eat, them I wonder when me eat. When me tell him, say me no eat no fish, nah, no meat now. How when me eat, them I wonder when me yum. When me tell him, say that I'm a vegan. When me no eat no meat, no fish, no cheese, nah, no egg. Nothing with no foot, no eye, no wing, nah, no head. Nothing with no lip, no ears, no toe, nah, no leg. Bread from fruit and vegetables.
Born of Haitian descent, Jerry Paris, WPFW's general manager, is moving on to retirement. On April 14th, from 3 p.m. until 7 p.m., we will celebrate his departure at the VIP Room, 6201 3rd Street Northwest, Washington, D.C., with island flair, steel drums, a DJ, and food from the islands. That's April 14th from 3 p.m. until 7 p.m. For more information and tickets, call 202-368-4081 or visit Eventbrite and search for Jerry Paris Retirement. Seating is limited.
The search process for WPFW's next general manager is underway. Successful management searches begin by having conversations with stakeholders to clarify and document expectations for future management. Therefore, WPFW's local station board is inviting all stakeholders to participate in our online survey. To complete the survey, please click the link on WPFW's website. Because we need your input, the deadline for the survey has been extended to Friday, April 12, 2024. Thank you.
Dori Ladner was a courageous civil rights activist. Her legacy lives on every time we choose to confront injustice. Dori Ladner's funeral will be held this Saturday, April 13th, at Shiloh Baptist Church, 1500 9th Street, Northwest, D.C., at 11 a.m. All are welcome to come and bid farewell to this icon of the civil rights movement. WPFW extends condolences to the family of Dori Ladner.
Good afternoon. For WPFW Washington and WBAI New York, I'm Darnia Samuels. Here are some headlines for this hour. many people are experiencing the total solar eclipse throughout North America. A solar eclipse occurs when the moon passes between the Earth and the sun, thereby obscuring the view of the sun from a small part of the Earth, either totally or partially. When it comes to the solar eclipse, totality occurs when the moon appears large enough to block all of the sun except its outer layer. Around 2:13 p.m. this afternoon, residents in Mazatlan, Mexico, experienced more than 4 minutes of totality. In America, cities in the path of totality include Buffalo, Rochester, and Syracuse, New York, Erie, Pennsylvania, Burlington, Vermont, Dallas and San Antonio, Texas, Idabel, Oklahoma, Poplar Bluff, Missouri, Little Rock, Arkansas, Paducah, Kentucky, Indianapolis and Evansville, Indiana, Carbondale, Illinois, Cleveland and Toledo, Ohio, Lancaster, New Hampshire, and Caribou, Maine. Please remember, if you plan to witness the eclipse, you must have on proper eyewear until the eclipse reaches totality. This is important. Otherwise, retinal burns or eclipse blindness can happen after staring at the sun without proper eye protection for only a few seconds. The condition is called solar retinopathy and can cause permanent damage. Earlier today, after months of speculation and mixed messages about where former President Donald Trump stands on abortion rights, he released a video statement expressing his view. He referred to himself as, quote, proudly the person responsible for the end of Roe versus Wade, the landmark 1973 ruling that protected the right to an abortion and reproductive care. Here's some more that Trump had to say in his video statement.
My view is now that we have abortion where everybody wanted it from a legal standpoint, the states will determine by vote or legislation or perhaps both, and whatever they decide must be the law of the land, in this case, the law of the state.
In response to this statement, President Joe Biden said that Donald Trump, in contrast to what he said on the video, would sign a national abortion ban into law if given the opportunity. To your local news, New York City has agreed to pay $17.5 million to settle a class action suit brought against them by two Muslim women who were forced to remove their hijab while being photographed by police for mugshots. In line with their faith, some Muslim women wear a hijab to cover their hair in public or in front of men who are outside of their immediate family. The women who filed the suit were forced to remove their hijabs in full view of over 40 men altogether, including officers and inmates, leaving them humiliated and moved to tears. The lawsuit led to the NYPD changing its policy in 2020 to stop requiring people to remove religious head coverings such as hijabs for Muslim women or yarmulkes for Jewish men after their arrest, with limited exemptions if the covering obscured the individual's facial features. To the D.C. area, Mayor Muriel Bowser and the Mayor's Office of Deaf, Deafblind, and Hard of Hearing are celebrating National Deaf History Month this April, which began in 1997. D.C.'s deaf community is inviting area residents who are of all hearing levels to the city's signature Deaf History Month events through April 30th. One event is a community roundtable at the Masseria on Wednesday, April 10th at 5:30 p.m. In today's weather, it's currently about 63 degrees in New York and 70 degrees in D.C. That's all for your headline news this hour. For WPFW Washington and WBAI New York, I'm Darnia Samuels. Please be safe and thank you for listening.
man. Black is for the proud black man. Black is for the beautiful face of a proud and beautiful race. Black is for the soul we need, so our nation we can be.
Do to those who tell us to flee his memory. We smile and say to you, have you ever talked to Brother Malcolm, or have him smile at you? Did you ever really listen? If so, you know.
Jazz and Justice Radio, African Deep Thought. Welcome to another program. Appreciate you all for tuning in on this eclipse-laden day. Everybody's outside as I was coming in today. Everybody's outside. Some people have their glasses so they can check it out. I took a few snaps myself. I took a little time, had a couple long songs on, well, one long song on, so that I could check out some of the views. And I didn't have glasses, but I did take a picture. And they say you're not supposed to look directly. I did. I mean, you can't help. It's human nature. You almost look. And so far, I guess I didn't stare into it for long enough. That's not recommended. But apparently there's some special glasses that you can have, that you can get to look at it, that are not the same as conventional sunglasses. So that's not something that people are saying you should do, the conventional sunglasses. But we are in the throes of it here. Now, we're not getting a full eclipse here in our area. There are certain areas in the country and the world that are getting that, but not us. And so everybody's outside. I'm looking at people right now who are looking up, and it's an interesting phenomenon. So happy eclipse day, whatever that might mean. There are people who would say that it has some auspicious meaning in terms of energy and manifesting and all those kinds of things. I'm not so sure. But hey, you know, I why not try it? So make your energetic plans and all those things, and you know, get ready to plant the seeds for the future, things that you want to try to manifest. So shout out to manifestation. Shout out to this phenomenon. Or it could just be a situation where the moon passes between the sun and the earth, and that's it. But whatever the case is, it's very interesting to see. It's interesting. I'm seeing some street lights come on and stuff. So yeah, we had the eclipse. We're going to be playing a lot of music today, because I was not going to come in today. I was not planning on it, but I just felt like coming in. There are a few things I did want to talk about that have been kind of building up in the queue that I have not gotten to, mostly around just some certain concepts on racism and white supremacy. These are two phrases, words that have been kind of bandied about a little bit. Those of us here in the D.C. area are familiar with the work of Dr. Frances Kress Welsing, our ancestor, Nana Frances Kress Welsing. She gave us a working definition, and I came across somebody else who gave us some definitions on it as well, and it pretty much echoed Dr. Welsing. It didn't quite go as deep as Dr. Welsing's analysis, but I do think that they were worth checking out. So I'm gonna share some of that. I thought it was a pretty interesting piece. And there's this brother who has a very short podcast where he talks about a number of things, and I agree with a lot of what he says on a lot of issues. So I'll focus on the things that I agree with. And one of them I really found fascinating, his definitions of these terms. And it's really not even his definitions. He actually just goes to the quote unquote official sources for it, and then expounds upon it, which brought me back to Dr. Welsing, because some of the things that are said in his commentary are really reflective of what Dr. Welsing had already been saying. And then there's just some other things that I'm going to build on off of that. But right now folks are outside, like I said, enjoying the eclipse. It is Jazz and Justice Radio, the African Deep Thought Edition with Brother Kaba. We're going to take a short little musical break with Thundercat, and then we're going to come right back with more right here on WPFW. Stay tuned.
Find could I leave it in the cold? So please give it back, cause it's not yours to take. It must have felt when I lost my mind. Deep in the cup, throwing it in vain. Somebody help, cause I can't find my way. Nobody move.
Thundercat right there with Them Changes. It is Jazz and Justice Radio, the African Deep Thought Edition with Brother Kaba. We're here every Monday from 3 to 5 p.m. And today, as we mentioned before, eclipse day, partial eclipse here in our area and in most of the country. There's certain places where they're getting the full tilt of it. And I'm seeing street lights come on. People are outside to get a gander at the situation. Unfortunately, as we're positioned here on the station on the side of the street we're on, we're not able to see much, but I can tell that it's gotten a little bit darker outside, and it's not necessarily because of the cloud cover. I mentioned before just now that I was thinking about not coming in today, mainly because I just got off a flight. I was in Chicago on yesterday, did a Gil Scott Heron tribute. I mentioned that at the end of the show last week, but it was after the news, so I'm not sure if people heard it. But we did a Gil Scott Heron tribute at the DeSable Museum. Went very well. It was great. It was a kind of a fundraiser for young people trying to get to college. So that was a good thing in that regard. But yeah, it was a great situation. Great musicians. The audience was great. We had a great time. They enjoyed themselves. As Gil used to always say, you need to enjoy yourself because you have total autonomy over that. It is your responsibility to enjoy yourself, he used to say. So we did that, and I think everybody had a good time. So came in this morning and you know, did some running around, some stuff I needed to do. And then I said, I guess I'll come in. And I did. So, but like I said, I'm going to just be playing a lot of music. But I did want to cover a few things. There's this brother who I've been kind of following. Shout out to my brother, Kemet, out in, he's from D.C., but out in on the West Coast right now. He, I think it was him. Might have been Baba Kojo. It was one of those two troublemakers who sent me a video of this brother who's been doing some interesting commentary. He used to be a professor, I believe. He used to be a professor at a university, and he talked about economics and race or something like that. and he's actually a writer for, I forget the sister's name, but she does a thing on Peacock where she talks about, you know, little known facts about history. As a matter of fact, I played a piece from her. He was one of the writers. You can tell when you hear him talking, you can tell that he's definitely somebody, because he mixes in some humor along with it as well. But he's pretty direct, which of course, you know, we love around here in terms of the way that he deals with, you know, deals with things. And he talks a lot. He calls himself a white peopleologist, which I thought was good. So yeah, anyway, it's called it's on the, actually the Griot's podcast, which is interesting because especially the things that he says, because, you know, Henry Louis Gates is, intimately connected to this outfit, and a lot of the things he's saying, I'm pretty sure are not things, I know for sure that these are things that Gates is not really down with, because he's somewhat a conservative and he tends to be anti-black progressivism, or especially black nationalism. And we'll get into that a little bit later too, because he actually has said some stuff recently, which is just unbelievable, but believable because it's Henry Louis Gates. Now, some people might think, why are you coming for Gates? Because some of you might think he's all right, but he is staunchly anti-Pan-African, staunchly anti-African centeredness, staunchly anti-African, really.